Stag, this is Rick Tidding on Slavko Kovic. Slavko is S-L-A-V-K-O. Slavko. S as in Sam. S-L-A-V-K-O. Slavko. Vukovic. V-U-K-O-V-I-C. V-U-K-O-V-I-C. Vukovic. Their birth is 4-22-33. Date of visit is 11-15-22. Please make copy for Dr. Sergey Turchin. Sergey is S-E-R-G-E-Y. Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Sergey, S-E-R-G-E-Y. Thank you for sending. Slavko Vukovic. Slavko Vukovic. V-U-K-O-C-V-I-C. Slavko Vukovic for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is an 89-year-old male who has a past history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension, as well as mild diabetes. Had been treated for COVID-19 infection in July of this year. The patient had developed a vocal cord paralysis and has had hoarseness since the past 3 months. And further ENT evaluation was pending. He has been coughing and has shortness of breath with exertion and denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. A chest X-ray was done. A chest CT was done on 10/17/22, which showed a 6-millimeter nodule in the right major fissure, bilateral pulmonary scarring, mostly in the lower lung zones, and a densely calcified left pleural plaques. There was no pneumothorax or other masses noted. The patient has gained weight and he has some leg swelling as well. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of diabetes, and a history for atrial fibrillation and chronic kidney disease, stage 3. And he has hyperlipidemia. And vocal cord paralysis. Had a melanoma resected from the back and had prostate surgery for benign hypertrophy of the prostate. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 43 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of pulmonary embolism. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Medication list, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily. Pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily, glipizide 5 milligrams daily, HCTZ 25 milligrams a day, and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. And pravastatin 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, review assistance. Patient has no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. He has wheezing and persistent cough, and no hemoptysis. He has shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools, or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations, but has leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has some memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately obese elderly male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 122/70. Pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 215, saturation 95. HEND are normal, silent people, so active and equal. Thing is, my throat was clear, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. With occasional coarse wheezes scattered and few basal crackles. Heart, the answers are irregular, smooth on S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema, 1 plus, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor episodes, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is CHF compensated. Number 3, vocal cord paralysis. Etiology undetermined. Number 4 is right lung nodule. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, diabetes mellitus type 2. And next paragraph, plan, the patient will get a nebulizer with Duonep solution twice daily. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A chest CT to be repeated in 4 months. And it will continue with all the above medications mentioned. Thank you, Dr. Thurchin, for this consultation. It's Dr. Souza. Copy from, please.